Now, Czech citizens living in the UK have just over a year to register for settled status in order to be allowed to remain resident in the country post-Brexit. Now, the coronavirus pandemic has thrown many people's plans haywire. Many feel an urge to be with their families back home. Others fear for their jobs, which they considered secure just a few months ago. The Czech Foreign Ministry says that at this difficult time, Czech expats in the United Kingdom need to consider the situation carefully and get information from reliable sources before coming to a decision. I spoke to Czech Foreign Minister Tomáš Petříček about the ministry's efforts to assist them in this process.
Indeed, we are following their situation since the beginning, since we knew the rules for long-term settlement of our citizens in the UK. So far, we know approximately 37,000 Czech citizens have already registered. At the same time, it's necessary to stress that it is still possible to apply for the settlement status via mobile application. The problem currently is unavailability of authorities. Our people have no place where to go to ask questions, to clarify if they don't know what kind of process they need to follow. And in that, we are trying to help them through our consulate and embassy, through our associations in key centres like Leeds or Peterborough.
So how many people remain who have not settled this matter? Are we talking about 40,000?
Our estimates are about 40,000 citizens still to register. Altogether, Czech citizens living long-term in UK are around 80 to 90,000. We are not aware about how many of them are not willing to register, but I expect that the absolute majority or almost all of them would like to stay after the end of this year.
Has the pandemic slowed down the respective administrative process in Great Britain? Does it take longer now?
According to my information, the process is going on. The only challenge right now is that there are no open offices where our citizens can go visit them in order to clarify the details how they can proceed with the registration. That's why we are supporting most active associations like in Leeds and Peterborough, our Czech schools. Via them, we can also reach our citizens. And the truth is that we are trying to do our best to deliver the message to our community in the UK, who tends to read Facebook and tabloids journalism, and therefore we are trying to use also these channels to inform them what they can do.
Now, many Czechs there are worried about getting infected, getting adequate care. They're thinking about coming home to the Czech Republic where the situation appears to have been brought under control. What are the risks of doing that if they haven't settled this status yet?
First of all, I would like to stress that so far we are not seeing any mass movements of people from UK to Czechia. For example, our colleagues from the Consulate General in Manchester see only 4 to 5 families a week that ask for a substitute travel document indicating that they would like to travel to Czech Republic. And this number doesn't differ that much from our embassy in London. In terms of what can be the implication for the registration process, as I have stressed in previous interviews, many citizens do not have right documents. They need to apply for this to substitute document at our embassies, and they can by moving back to the Czech Republic delay the whole process. And I would like to call on them not to wait for the last moment. Our capacities are also limited in terms of dealing with all the administrative applications regarding the documents needed for the registration.
What about those who are already here with their families, but they still want to live and work permanently in Great Britain?
First of all, I think that they need to follow the development of the situation in UK. We are providing some information at the website of our embassy and our consulate general about the conditions, about the restrictions that are applied in UK. that have also implication for traveling back to Great Britain. And here I would like to also ask for really following objective information from UK authorities about future exit strategy. Many of the citizens are left out of the jobs. We know that many were employed by agencies, just like Ukrainians in the Czech Republic, so to speak. They lost their income due to the crisis. Here, we also need to see how fast the economy in the UK will start to recover from this pandemic situation.
Finally, how would you assess the talks aimed at establishing a new framework for business relations and cooperation post-Brexit? Are you happy with the way it's going, with the progress made?
We would like to see very close economic and business relations between European Union and the United Kingdom after the end of this year. To say the truth, we would like to be flexible if we are not able to reach a good agreement. And maybe we can see whether there is a chance for having some additional time to discuss issues that are on the table. We don't want to evaluate so far the talks. Indeed, the situation is also complicated by the coronavirus crisis, because the talks cannot take place physically, and the negotiating teams are in contact via online platforms. But this is probably not the best way of discussing very sensitive issues, including the trade and economic relations between both sides.